This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Thursday, December 11th. Christmas events are kicking off left, right, and sideways around here, folks. Lake Waccamaw has its candle walk today at 5:30 at Town Hall. Tabor City, the cookie crawl is tomorrow from 3:30 until 6:30. Cookie boxes are available at the library and the chamber office. Lake Waccamaw, Fair Bluff, and Regalwood have parades on Saturday. Bolton's parade is Sunday at 3, and Whiteville's parade is Sunday at 6. In other news today, Selenia Vitanza of Whiteville has been charged with assault after she allegedly threw eggs at a school bus driver Monday. Warrants show that Vitanza, age 41, boarded a school bus, blocked the door, and hit the driver with a number of eggs. She also splattered some inside the vehicle. The driver was not seriously injured. Vitanza was taken into custody by the sheriff's office. A Bible with pages soaked in an unknown substance was seized at the Columbus Correctional, according to the sheriff's office. The Bible was sent to an inmate at the prison, but was seized before he received it. Soaking paper in drugs is a common form of smuggling narcotics into prisons. Representative Brendan Jones led a committee hearing in the General Assembly this week asking why the Chapel Hill Carborough school systems are violating a new state law. Now, the school system is allowing books about homosexuality and transgenderism to be used as classroom materials in primary school. These books, Santa's Husband, It Isn't Rude to Be Nude, and These Are My Eyes, This Is My Nose, This Is My Vulva, These Are My Toes, are listed as approved books in the system. Jones and other lawmakers asked the school officials why the books are being supplied to children as young as 4 when the subjects were specifically banned by state law in 2023. Filing for the March primary ends on December 19th. In the county commission races, Commissioner Barbara Featherston has filed for District 1 as a Democrat nomination. Incumbent Scott Floyd is unopposed as a Republican nod for the District 7 seat. Ricky Bullard is facing a challenge from Jeannie McPherson for the Republican nomination for Commissioner District 6. Now, the winner of that race will face Alonzo MacArthur, who has filed as District 6 Democrat candidate. Ronnie Strickland, Irvin Anzor, and Chris Worley have filed for Districts 2, 3, and 4 county school board seats. All are incumbents. Ken Elliott, Kevin Norris, Josh McPherson, and Bill Rogers are running for the Republican nomination for sheriff. There's been no Democrat filings. Jess Hill is unopposed for the Republican nomination for clerk of court. No additional candidates have filed since Monday in Columbus County. Saturday is going to be a busy day at the Veterans Memorial Park. They're hosting the Wreaths Across America ceremony at 9 a.m. The wreaths will then be placed by volunteers in area cemeteries. At 5 p.m., the beloved Christmas movie Polar Express will be shown, and we understand that Santa Claus is going to drop by. And, of course, at 6:30, every Friday and Saturday, the park hosts a turkey shoot. Chadron Baptist Church is going to host brunch with Santa on Saturday from 10 until 12. There will be a reading of the Christmas story, crafts, snacks, games, and a visit from Santa. The church is located at 504 North Howard Street in Chadron, and the event is free. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.